This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, February 8th. Well, the day is finally here. We're finally going to get all the data that we've been eagerly anticipating for over a month now. All the data that would have come to us in January, the winter wheat plantings, supply demand, quarterly stocks, annual production summaries, that is going to be given us to us today at the same time the February supply demand report is going to be given to us. So it's a huge data dump coming at us. And importantly for wheat, in addition to the other reports, you know, they're all important, but the winter wheat plantings is going to stand out as really, I think, the driver of direction for the wheat complex. And we expect that winter wheat plantings will be down. Some are suggesting, you know, lower than last year. That'll put us at 110-year low. And most likely, the biggest drop will come out of hard red winter wheat. So we'll see what that gives us. But it will be very interesting to see how Kansas did. Even how Montana, both of those states had a significant amount of rain during the planting season, and either A, just prevented plantings at all, or B, got them in pretty late. Now, the late plantings obviously won't show up on this report, but nevertheless, prevent planting certainly will. Now, that's the reports for today. We did get an export sales report out yesterday. This is as of December 27th. It's going to take us a while to get caught up. Next week, we're still going to have a delayed report. That'll give us the report from January 3rd. And then on February 22nd, which is a Friday, because that Monday is a holiday, we'll get the export sales report on Friday. But they're going to give us about a month's worth of reports on that one. So we're going to get caught up by February 22nd. But nevertheless, yesterday's report was another good one, 593,000 tons. That was well above the range of estimates from 150 to 400. And this is during the Christmas week, so you know, normally pretty quiet activity going on, but this was still good, well above the average that wheat had been seeing for so far this marketing year. So last week had sales of 603, this week 593, so we're continuing to be well above the averages and above what's needed to meet USDA's projections. I think that's worth noting as well. Hard red winter wheat made up the bulk of that again, 52% of it at 308,000 tons. Spring wheat was 23% at 135,000 tons, and white wheat 21% at 124,000 tons. Yesterday, the markets were under quite a bit of pressure, and part of this was the announcement early in the day on a report from CNBC talking about how Trump and President Xi are not going to be meeting before the March 1 deadline. And of course, that's when more tariffs are due to be slapped on China. One would think that we would delay that because China has shown a great deal of good faith. They bought a lot of beans. The rumor is they've bought wheat and corn, that at least we would give more time for these negotiations to take place. We'll see if that happens. I think it would be a slap in China's face if we didn't, but if we did not delay the increased tariffs, but we'll see. It's a long time away, and who knows what goes on in the president's head. But that's one of the things that was pressuring the market yesterday. The other is the index roll started taking place from the rolling out of the March longs into the deferreds. So that took our spreads, kind of skewed them back out a little bit. Now, those have been narrowing significantly over the last few weeks. This kind of pushed them back out. I think it gives us an opportunity. If you're still looking to do bull spreads in wheat, this was a chance to do that. Looks like the bulk of that trade took place yesterday and most of the pressure from it anyway. This morning, markets are trading higher. Egypt came in yesterday afternoon, put out a tender. What we're seeing so far is that on a FOB basis, U.S. is cheapest. We're at 235 FOB compared to French 245 and Russia 253. When you add in the transportation costs, and I'm just using what was the cost from last week, it puts French the cheapest at 262 and the U.S. next in line at 263. Russia comes in at 264. So it's all pretty close. Excuse me. We'll see what transportation costs are. Energy costs have come down since then, and it's possible that we would just be more competitive. And it would be interesting to see how much France offers anyway, because they sold 180,000 last week to Egypt, and it was expected they really didn't have all that much to offer anyway. So we'll see where this shakes out. It'll be a couple hours before we get the results on that. So this morning we got the markets higher, Chicago moving more against Kansas City in the anticipation that we probably got some sales done to Egypt. And this would be just a huge feather in our hat. You know, we see export activity going on. The basis has been consistently moving higher over the last several weeks. The bull spreads in the futures markets have been working for several weeks. In fact, there's almost no carry left at all in Chicago futures, and at the Gulf, export carries have been completely eliminated as well. We're watching commercial stocks move out of storage and into the export channels. So they're selling off their stocks, which has just been a consistent thorn in our side for the last several years, that they have just put wheat in storage, sold the carry, and sat on it. And they've been fairly wide carry, so they've made a lot of money doing that. But it has made it difficult for us to be competitive in the export market, simply because, you know, the domestic prices were above export price or above competitive prices because the stocks were tied up in storage. That appears to be coming back the other way, and this is primarily driven by Russian domestic prices that at this point are at all-time highs. Because of the strength of the ruble, that has pushed their domestic prices higher. It's put them out of competition in the export market. Like last week, they didn't participate at all in Egypt. We'll see what they do this week. They're trying to be more competitive. But they've, for the most part, appear to be in a notably tightening supply situation. And this likely will take them out of the exports, at least for the next few months, until they get the new crop in. And speaking of new crop, there is some disparity between what the estimates are. The ag minister is still kind of lowballing with their production estimates, still in like the low 70 million ton area, whereas Sovicon has them at about 80 million tons, which is a pretty big difference. We'll see where that goes. They've had much better weather through the winter, and they should be coming out the backside of winter in fairly decent shape. Here in the United States, of course, we'll get the plantings report, and that'll give us an idea of where we're at, but I don't think it will be all that telling. And again, because so many of our acres got in late, especially in Kansas, but also Oklahoma, questions are lingering out there about, did the wheat germinate at all? Is it going to form ahead? I think a lot of these acres that got in late will probably just be grazed off. There's plenty of moisture, which is why it got in late, but there is concern about its ability to really yield up to, you know, decent potential. So there's a pretty good chance that farmers may just opt to graze it off. So the planted acres are one thing, and pretty good chance they're going to be down significantly, but also harvested acres will be much more telling, and that will take more time, obviously, for us to figure that out. So this morning we've got the markets again. They are higher, led by Chicago. Spreads are widening back out against Kansas City. We're at 19 over, and that's pretty deep into support levels for that spread. And again, the higher basis and the trade activity certainly points to hard red winter wheat, where we've seen that basis jump about 60 cents just in this past week. That's double what it was from a week ago. So whether that's a short-term phenomena, they're just trying to fill some barges, maybe the weather has slowed down train movement and barge movement, that certainly could explain that. But so far, we're seeing those spreads hold pretty well. And again, it's coming for hard red winter wheat, so we know that that's where the bulk of the business is being done. And we see that with the export sales. This very well could be the delivery of the sales that were done back in December. That would make sense. But obviously, they're having a hard time originating enough to fill those vessels. And so it tells us that demand for hard red is very strong, and the basis has jumped. And it's pulled basis higher all the way up into the Northern Plains. Now, PNW basis also moving higher, but not near to the degree that we're seeing the activity at the Gulf. So I still think Kansas City ultimately is your leader here, but if we're going to have a sale to Egypt, Chicago will shine. It'll have its moment. But as far as acres, it's Kansas City. As far as winter kill, could be Chicago. We probably saw some winter kill in the southern part of the Midwest from a cold snap here a couple weeks ago. That certainly would explain some of the spread action. But I think as we move forward, especially after these reports today, I think Kansas City will be the leader. Minneapolis has struggled to hold its basis together, but the spreads on the futures markets continue to hold just fine. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.